And good Saturday morning in with a check of local news. This is Brian Dust. Right now in Effingham, a comfortable 75 degrees. Humidity's up there, though, so we'll probably have some effects from the heat index later this afternoon. Looking at a high of 92, and that's plenty hot, but no heat advisories or anything like that out there. We'll have a full check of your weather forecast coming up. First of all, let's start with the national level things. We'll give a brief mention to, as this past Thursday, if you missed it, the U.S. House gave final passage to a budget bill that will cut federal Medicaid spending by an estimated $1 trillion, but that's over a 10-year time span. All three Republican members of the Illinois congressional delegation voted in favor of the bill, despite a last-minute plea from Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker, who warned the bill will result in more than 330,000 Illinoisans losing Medicaid coverage, and they say it could have a devastating effect on some rural hospitals. As Pritzker wrote in a letter to GOP Representatives Mike Bost, Darren LaHood, and Mary Miller, Pritzker said, quote, "All those who are entrusted with protecting the health of all your constituents, or as those who are entrusted with that, I urge you to oppose these harmful Medicaid provisions and work to protect health care access for rural Illinois families, workers, and veterans." The cuts would translate to about $48 billion in Illinois over that period, or about 20% of what the state would otherwise receive, according to an analysis by KFF, which is described as a nonpartisan health policy research organization. They say the bill, which includes many of President Trump's domestic policy priorities, includes tax cuts and increased spending on border security, passed the Senate on Tuesday by a vote of 51-50, with Vice President Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. Both senators from Illinois, Democrats Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth, voted no on the bill. However, the final vote in the House was 218 to 214 for that passage. Well, sticking with a little bit of governmental news, but here in Illinois, the Illinois Commerce Commission on Wednesday authorized the installation of new automatic warning devices to improve public safety at the 7th Street crossing of Decatur and Eastern Illinois Railroad's track there in Neoga. The total estimated cost of the signal design and construction is around $475,000. The Grade Crossing Protection Fund will be used to pay 90% of the estimated costs, and Decatur and Eastern Illinois Railroad will pay the remaining 10% of the signal design and installation costs, along with all temporary stop signs and future maintenance costs. All work is expected to be completed within 18 months of the order date. And some interesting news in a little closer to home here. Somewhat anyway, they say that if you've ever had the urge to write your name in fresh concrete, here's your chance, they say. You can buy a paver and become part of Strasburg's history, as the village of Strasburg is selling commemorative pavers to be placed at the new pavilion. And these pavers will give the village an opportunity to recognize the support of so many people. Ideas for pavers include, in loving memory of, insert name, of course, and family name, and put some names in there, thank you, inspirational messages, in honor of, and even business names. Now, the cost of the pavers in Strasburg will be $100 for a 4x8, $250 for an 8x8, or even $500 for a 12x12 paver. And you can get a 12x12 paver with a logo for $750. If you're interested in purchasing a paver, please contact the village office during the week, weekdays, at 217-644-3007, or you can email them at info@strasburgil.com. Forms are also available at the village office and on the village's Facebook page, Strasburg IL, right in the middle of everything. Interesting times there with some pavers. Also, quick note here from Diederich, as this coming Monday, they're going to have their village board meeting, and want to let you know a couple things that they're mentioning there. This will be Monday, their regular meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the Diederich Village Hall. They'll check routine business and get some reports on the sidewalk projects and some of the flood hazard mitigation grant demolitions, but also some new business includes several things, including considering the approval of the Alliance annual investor dues of $3,000, even considering or discussing the front awnings at the Village Hall. Again, some of the new business, among other items, there at the Village of Diederich meeting this coming Monday. And finally, in news for this section, Lakeland College is hosting an introduction to a nursing event coming up on Tuesday, July 22nd. That'll be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Neal Hall Room 101. The event's designed for high school students to learn about careers in nursing and gain valuable tips on the nursing special admission process. During these events, the participating students will learn about available nursing programs at Lakeland College and discover career opportunities in the field. They'll also meet with program faculty and alumni and tour Lakeland's facilities and even receive hands-on experience in the college's high-fidelity simulation lab. Interesting there. They will also receive information to help throughout the admission process, including tips for the entrance exam, available resources, and financial aid offices. Space for the Introduction to Nursing event is limited to the first 30 registrants. Registration is available online, and that can be found on the lakelandcollege.edu website. To learn more about Lakeland College's Introduction to Nursing event, you can also contact nursing instructor Nicole Jones at 217-234-5455. Let's take a short break, and we'll come back with local obituaries and your forecast next.
Summer is here, and Whip Pools and Spas has the perfect way to celebrate. Their 4th of July sale is happening now through July 15th, featuring premium marquee spas with industry-leading technology and therapeutic benefits. Choose your deal, instant rebate, or 12 months no-interest financing. Transform your backyard into a luxury retreat with unmatched comfort and innovation. Don't let this exciting opportunity slip away. Visit Wet Pools and Spas at 301 East Rickelman Avenue in Effingham or go online to wetpoolsandspas.net. Your perfect spa awaits.
News time now, 7:38 on your Saturday morning. Let's have a check of local obituaries sent into the newsroom. First of all, we've got funeral services for 92-year-old Dr. Melvin Willenberg of Effingham will be Monday at 10 o'clock at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. Visitation for Dr. Melvin Willenberg will be from 4 to 7 Sunday evening, that's tomorrow evening, at Johnson Funeral Home here in Effingham. And funeral services for Daniel Slifer, 47, of Taylorville, will be today at 11 o'clock at Howanyaki Funeral Home in Shelbyville. Visitation for Daniel Slifer will be from 10 to 11 a.m. this morning. Word of the passing of Ronald L. or Pete Rankin, who died on July 1st, in Shelbyville, and funeral services for Pete Rankin will be held at 11 a.m. today at Lockhart Green Funeral Home with Greg Reynolds officiating. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service today. Also, we received word of the death of Janet L. Miller, 68, of Flora, who passed away on July 2nd. And that was in Flora. Funeral services for Janet L. Miller will be held from 11 a.m. Saturday, July the 12th. So not today, but a week from today, Saturday, July 12th, at the Meyer Funeral Home in Olney. Visitation for friends and family will be from 9 a.m. until the time of service. Adeline Renee Lee Keebler, 12, of Willow Hill, passed away on Saturday, June 28th, and a celebration of life for Adeline Renee Lee Keebler will be held at 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, July the 8th, at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Visitation from 4 to 7 on Monday, July 7th, at the funeral home. And also related to that, of course, Noah Joseph Edgar Lee Keebler, 6, of Willow Hill, also passed away on Saturday, June 28th, and a celebration of life for Noah Joseph Edgar Lee Keebler will be held at 10:30 a.m. also Tuesday on July the 8th at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Visitation from 4 to 7 on Monday at the funeral home. And finally, again, of course, related to those two, Travis Lee Keebler, age 39, of Willow Hill, passed away on Saturday, June 28th in the Willow Hill area. A celebration of life of Travis Lee Keebler will be held at 10:30 a.m. also on Tuesday, July 8th, at the Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Visitation from 4 to 7 on Monday at the funeral home. And finally, word of the passing of Marion Louise Burford, 90, of Tutopolis, who passed away on June 29th. A memorial mass for Marion Louise Burford will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, August the 16th, at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Effingham, and visitation from 9:30 in the morning till the time of mass in the narthex of the church. And arrangements are in care of Bauer Funeral Home for Marion Louise Burford. Now checking your weather forecast. Well, a warm, maybe even hot day out here, similar to the 4th of July yesterday. We're looking at a high near 92 this afternoon with sunny skies. Probably plenty of humidity too, with winds calm to start with, then developing out of the south-southwest up to 8 miles an hour. Maybe a few gusts of 15. Tonight, the first chance of rain appears late. 20% chance of showers with a low of 72 tonight. Mostly clear skies. Much better chance of rain on Sunday. 60% likelihood of that. Could include a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Should be partly sunny and will have a high near 89. 30% chance of rain early Sunday night with a low of 70. And we'll wrap up on Monday with another 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high near 87. Currently in Effingham, we've got a beautiful 75 degrees with fair conditions and a southeast wind now, just developed up to 3 miles an hour. Earlier, they'd been reporting a little fog and mist out at the Effingham County Regional Airport. No more reports of that. Full visibility out there as we've got full sunshine here in Effingham. By the way, our morning low was down at the 68-degree mark. Yesterday's high was 91.